was burned during the Civil War or the War of Northern Aggression or whatever anybody wants to call it.
Look, do you want to call it the War of Northern Aggression, or are you happy with Civil War or other names? Do you hear other names for that around Roswell?
Yeah, they call it the War of Northern Aggression. It's a delicate balance, holding on to the past while making exceptions for change, which is what we basically have to do in Roswell. And there's some people that want to hold on very tightly to their heritage and their history, and there are other people that want to bend in the wind and sway with change. And I think both are right. It's finding the balance in between. Because, you know, you don't want to forget where you came from, but at the same time, you don't want to be so rigid that your bow breaks instead of bends. But yes, they do call it the War of Northern Aggression.
Okay. So Bullard Hall,
yeah.
and Barrington, mm-hmm. you said, and did you ever study this in school, historic Roswell, or is that just something you grew up with?
It's something I grew up with. I just... Like people just told me, you know, we would go and do things. You know, we'd go down to the creek and walk around, and there's a waterfall in Roswell. And on the walk down there, I walked down there with my grandmother one time. She took me and my sister, Lacey. Katie's the youngest one, but she took me and Lacey. This was before Katie was born. And we're walking down there, and there were these big pipes, like old rusty machinery, you know, scattered about. And she was like, "You see that? See that pile of scrap metal or whatever? Your grandfather used to come down here and get that, because it was all like abandoned, but he used to come down and get it and then take it and sell it for scrap to have money for, like, I think she claimed it was like for candy or something. I mean, what else are you gonna buy when you're a little kid?" So but actually, knowing my grandfather, he probably just saved it. That's because that's how he's been his whole life. Waterfall is a, I don't know. We have a picture of it in our living room. I like a painting of it, and along with some of the streets where banquet halls and stuff on the street that it's hard to think about it. And plus, I'm really bad with directions. My family really gets on me for that one, because I'm really bad with directions. My family, a lot of them, the males were race car drivers, and I had 3 wrecks before I was 18, you know.
Uh-oh, not for you.
Yeah, not for me. But my father was a race car driver, and the same thing happened to him. I mean, he was in 3. He didn't tell me that at the time. Now, I had to find that out through other means, but he had 3 wrecks before he was 18 also, and he was a race car driver. Subsequently, he was in a wreck that hurt his neck, and now his neck hurts all the time. What did you guys want to talk about? I easily get off subject.
No. This is the subject. It's whatever you want to talk about. Go ahead, Angel.
I'm curious about your house. Have you lived in the same house? Or
okay, I've lived in 2 places, but I've gone to like 8 different schools. And it's not that, because, and I went to so many schools, and it wasn't because we moved around a lot. It was because the border changed. It was kind of like a political thing. First, we lived on in this little house near the square. I grew up near the square, and it was the... It was the little red house, and it was a rather small house. It had